Gospodin je toliko samilostan prema nama i da nam lično, da nam se lično javlja u obliku transcendentalnog zvuka, ali mi nažalost ne nalazimo zadovoljstvo u slušanju i slavljenju njegovog imena i delatnosti.
Yes. Now you must hear very carefully what Atmarama will read. It is a beautiful passage in the Bhagavatam.
Gospod više želi da nas vrati u svoje carstvo nego što to želimo mi sami. Većina nas uopšte ne želi da se vrati Bogu, no ono neko to želi, Krišna pomaže u svakom pogledu. Ne možemo ući u carstvo Božje ako nismo sasvim očišćeni od svih grijeha. Materijalni grijesi posledica su naše želja da gospodarimo materijalnu prirodu. Takvih se želja čovjek vrlo teško oslobađa. Ženje i bogatstvo su veliki problemi za baktu koji hoda po povratka Bogu. Mnogi odlučni posvećenici u duhovnom nasljeđu pali su kao žrtve tih mamaca i tako skrenuli s puta oslobođenja. Ali kada nekome pomaže sam Gospod, njegovom božanskom milošću čitav proces postaje ovak. Činjenica je da se uzbuđujemo u blizini žena ili kakvo bogatstvo.
Or if you are Jaina, then in contact with men, one becomes restless.
Čovjek će postepeno spoznati svoj stvarni položaj. Božja milošću Bhakta dobija dovoljno snage da se zaštiti od nespokoja i tako postepeno svi uznemirujući elementi nestaju iz njegovog uma.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Hetarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We all one day want to be taken by the Lord like this.
I want to start this morning with a little experiment. I want to request you to fold your arms like this. Now, what arm is over the other? Is the right one over the left one, or the left one over the right one? In Maru Manga's case, no, what is your name, please? Maharata, I'm sorry. I can see it's the right arm over the left one. How is it with you? Left over right, Daksha. How is it with you? Jelena?
right over the left one. Now I want to request you to go with me through this. It is a very important. You please have faith in me. It is not some glupas. It is very important. Now please change the position. In other words, if you had right over left like me, you have to do left over right. Or if you have, you know, just change it. How does this feel? Terrible. How odd. Strange. Very strange. Buddy, what is your experience? So-so. Jelena, how does it feel? Not good. Not good, yes. Govinda Mohini, what is your experience? What? Different, yes. Thank you. You have successfully completed the experiment. What I want to show with this is most of us have most probably never thought what arm we fold over the other. We don't think about such things, isn't it? We do it by habit. However, if we want to break a habit, it is extremely difficult. It feels so different, even strange. And most probably, we will not do it. This is what you have to face when you want to overcome the obstacles in chanting and hearing. Most of us have the habit to chant in an unconcentrated, inattentive way. We do it automatically. We don't think about it. Not even once we consider, maybe I should change something. Habits are automatic functions. When you want to chant better, you have to declare war on the illusory energy. You have to change a habit of inattentive and maybe offensive chanting. Maybe, I do not know. However, if you do not come to the stage of attentive chanting, there is not much hope for developing love of Krishna. Here it is a very, very nicely stated. The Lord is so kind to us that He can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. Krishna can be personally present before us in the form of transcendental svuk. Yes. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities.
nemamo ukusa za slavljenje Gospodovog imena I aktivnosti.
We must chant the holy name with attention. Now, why is it difficult to focus the attention on the holy name? Srila Rupa Goswami explains that for someone who is covered by avidya or ignorance, the holy name of the Lord, the taste of the holy name of the Lord is not very sweet. The holy name is sweet, but not for someone who is covered by ignorance. Now, all of us who come to this material world are covered by ignorance. We don't know our original position, and we do not have a clear perception of the Lord Krishna. Therefore, it is very difficult for us to have our just taste. Rupa Goswami gives the example of someone who has jaundice, and therefore, for him, sugar tastes bitter. I think bitter. Yes. So when you don't have any taste in the holy name, three things will happen to you. The first thing is you will become inattentive while you chant. This is just ordinary human psychology. If I'm not interested, for instance, in a lecture, the first thing is really I will become totally inattentive. It will just go in one ear and out the other. I think we all have made experience of especially boring lectures. You know, they can be so boring that you just wish that it's over. And you, when someone asks you, what was it about? You say, I hope it was about spiritual subjects. I don't remember. It is natural. So when we don't have a taste, we cannot listen. It's not possible. So the first thing of someone who has no taste in the holy name will be that he will chant inattentively. There are two results of inattentive chanting. One is we remain in illusion, and the next one is we will continue to commit offenses against the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, unless a devotee is very determined to change this pattern, he will remain on the stage of a neophyte devotee. He further explains, unless you are very, very determined, your attention while chanting will be diverted for sure. Today I would like to give you a few tools in your hands which you can apply in your practical sadhana, and which can help you to break this pattern of inattentive chanting. But before I will do this, I want to convince each single person of my subject matter. I would like to convince all of you why it is so important to chant properly. In the Bhagavatam we find a fascinating verse which gives us some clue. Maybe you can take the Bhagavatam. It's in the first canto, first chapter, text 14 or 16, I'm not quite sure. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name. What? In my notes? No, it's part of the verse. Yeah. Who is there desiring deliverance from the vices of the age of quarrel who's not willing to hear the virtuous glories of the Lord?
Ima li tako koji želi da se oslobodi poroka iz doba svađe, a nije voljen da sluša veličanstvenu slavu na Gospodu?
Yes. There are, in other words, examples of living entities who chant unconsciously. Without attention, who have attained liberation from the complicated cycle of birth and death. You know, who knows an example? Ajamir. He called out Narayan at the time of his death. And he meant his little son. But he attained liberation from material existence. Medyutam. If a devotee who has the chanting as his sadhana, that means spiritual practice, chants inattentively, it will be considered to be offensive chanting. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita informs us with a strong warning. You can chant for millions of births. If you do it without offenses, you will not attain the result of love of Godhead. And then you will not be able to return to Krishna. My dear devotees, let us therefore try our best to give up inattentive chanting. Why are we inattentive? The reason is given here. We are weak-hearted. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men and women want to go back to Godhead.
Vrati kući Bogu.
We want so many things. Mushkatskis, jenskis, ice cream, travel, entertainment, Adriatic coast, pizza, name, fame, and glory. Many things. We are weak-hearted. And because there are so many other desires, our attention cannot stay with the Holy Name. We leave our best friend every morning and go out somewhere else. This is very dramatic. This brings spiritual crises. This brings unhappiness in Krishna consciousness. This brings many doubts to our heart. Is there really a Krishna? Does this process really function? Many bad things happen from this. Yes. Now, what can we do? I personally believe the first step a devotee must take is he must understand how important it is to associate with Krishna in the Holy Name. He must understand that the Lord incarnates in this material world as the Holy Name. In this world there are only two spiritual entities. You and the Holy Name. Bhakti Garanta is Vislite. This is something to Vislite. Yes. Yeah, sure. Sure. Mm-mm. Now, when you chant, you must know it is a yoga process, Bhakti Yoga. It is it is a meditation, a form of, we call it japa meditation. Now, if we look a little bit into the art of meditation from the Ashtanga yoga process, we can get a lot of interesting information how to meditate. Who of you has ever meditated? I think Madan Gopal is a great yogi. You? There's some ninja meditations, maybe? There must be. Bali Sadachai has meditated. You have meditated. You? I. Gayatri Mantra. Very good meditation. Now, the yogic system, the ordinary yoga system says, if you want to meditate, you first must fulfill one condition. This is called pratyahara. Who knows what is pratyahara? Retract the chulas, get the chulas out. Yes. Yes, correct. But we want to be now very detailed because we want to really learn to meditate about the Holy Name. Ahara means food. And prati means to keep out. When you want to meditate, you must keep food out. And now this gets very interesting now. Shouldn't we eat? This is a misunderstanding. Each sense has food. What is the food for the eyes, Lilavati? Form. What is this food for the ears? Swug, yes. What is the food for the nose? Smell. What is the food for the taste? What is the food for the tactile sense? Touch, yes. If you want to meditate, you must keep the food for the senses out. If you eat while you the food of the senses while you meditate, you will, by definition, be inattentive. For instance, now I want to concentrate on speaking. If I eat at the same time, I will not be able to speak to you. At least not very concentrated. Oh, Slatki Kuklica. I'm sorry. Yes, with an imene, you know. my dear devotees, this is a yoga process. You are in a bhakti yoga process. You are also yogis. If you don't learn pratyahara, you will be inattentive. Like, for instance, today I was chanting, and then the door was always going up, closing. And I caught my mind, who's coming? I hope such and such person is coming. Because then I can tell such and such person, such and such subject. Food for the eyes stole my attention away. So the first thing for someone who wants to enter this yoga process of chanting the holy name is to really become aware that this is meditation, and for meditation the factors of inattention must be blocked out. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that there are three factors which are helpful for japa meditation. First, an undisturbed locality. Yes, where there is no disturbance. Do you agree? I know sometimes I don't want to say the names, but some devotees are always there chanting where a lot of activity is going on. This is not very favorable. The second point, which is very helpful for japa meditation, is saintly association. If you have good association of good chanters, your chanting will immediately improve. I sometimes chant in the association of Srishtikarta. And then I can chant good rounds. The third thing is an inner attitude. You need to have enthusiasm for chanting. I will meet the Lord in the sound vibration. For I will really give my best. You must have confidence that this process will work with me. I remember when I was a young bhakta. Oh, I made such experience with the holy name. Confidence. One of my friends had a very interesting experience before he came to Krishna consciousness. He wanted to meditate and he learned it from a Tibetan master. At that time he lived in Haridwar. Or Hrishikesh, I forgot. I think Hrishikesh, not Haridwar. And the Tibetan master said, you go in the rock in the Ganga. You go on top of a rock which is situated within the Ganga. And then you just meditate. How? He asked. Well, you just let the environment enter within your awareness. So the whole day this devotee sat on the rock in the Ganga and he thought about the beautiful forest. And then he thought about Ganga, the river. And then after some time, he all of a sudden heard from the Ganga the sacred syllable Om. He was becoming very enlivened. And then after some time, he heard within the Om, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The whole day he heard this. Still, to this day, this devotee thinks Mother Ganga is his Vartman Pradakshaka Guru, the Guru who pointed the way. If you go to the Ganga and you sit down and you pratyahara, you get the food out of the senses, get freeze, you might make a similar experience. Many devotees have described such an experience. But this, the experience of spiritual experience, the spiritual experience cannot come to you if you are inattentive. Therefore, with great determination, you should look for a good place where you can chant in the morning. You should, with great determination, look for saintly association. Some devotees like to put the tape of Srila Prabhupada on. Yes. And with great determination, you should convince yourself so that you can be enthusiastic and confident about the chanting process. I have a very great surprise for you. I have found a japa tape of Srila Prabhupada, which is the real japa tape. The other tapes which you have heard is just where he chanted for the initiation ceremony. It's not his real japa. Yeah. I will request Murari Chaitanya and Shrishtikata to arrange this. This tape is in my Samsonite and I can tape recorder organisieren. So we will hear in a moment Srila Prabhupada's japa. And if you want, I can give this to the temple and they can make a copy, and then you can hear this when you do japa. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes. The next point which can help you to improve your japa is to find the proper time. The best time really, which is advised in our tradition for chanting, are the early morning hours. Why such an inhuman time for the Belgrade people? These are cruel scriptures. Here is the reason why. In the early morning, the atmosphere is not yet so much agitated by material sound vibrations. The atmosphere becomes influenced by sound vibration. So in the morning, let me tell you how. Have you ever noticed when you come into a room where people have talked material things, how you don't feel very safe and secure in this room? Maybe you have sometimes opened a door to a room and the people all of a sudden stop talking. And you go into the room and you feel like, oh, there was so much quarrel in this room. I once gave a preaching program in a house. There was full of devotees. So I started to chant, closed the eyes. All of a sudden, I saw the angry face of the janya. Angry face of the housewife. Who was shouting at her husband. And I saw the angry face of the husband who was beating his wife. I saw all this in the atmosphere. Later I went to the wife and the husband and I asked them, is there some problem in your marriage? And both immediately got tears in their eyes.
Oh, yes, she is so impossible. But he always beats me.
This, your sound, which you have made, is in the atmosphere. It is poisoning the atmosphere. In the morning, the atmosphere is still clear. People have not yet awoken. Even devotees usually don't quarrel in the morning. They do it after, you know, after 9 o'clock it starts. Usually. So Brahma Muhurta is really the best time when the atmosphere is still clear. Of course, if you want to get up for the Brahma Muhurta, you need to be a little bit spiritually inclined. When does getting up for the Brahma Muhurta start? Just read something from Krishna Chaitraprabhu. He said, it does not start at 4 o'clock. If your determination to get up starts at 4 o'clock, most probably you won't make it. Because at 4 o'clock you are so much in tamagun. You have just slept a whole night and dreamt of everything in the creation, most probably. You are not strong enough to now get yourself out of the bedski. If you want to get up for the Brahma Muhurta, you must fix your determination the night before you go to bed. And Krishna Chaitraprabhu said, most probably it won't even work when you go into the bed, because then you say, oh no, I'm so tired, I will see, you know, when I get up. I must sleep because I must go on Sankirtan. I must do my service. This is the most important consideration now, sleep. You must fix your determination before you go to sleep. The best is you fix your determination when you wake up to the fact that you have to make a reform in your life. Another tip is that you beg Krishna for his mercy. Krishna is the Lord of psychic activities. He has this form called as Aniruddha. And Aniruddha is in charge of your mind. Yes. Yeah. Now this gets very esoteric, and I know that most of you are not so interested in detailed philosophy, so please, those who are interested, read 4th Canto, 24th chapter, verse number 36.
Well,
it's alright, no offense against the Vaishnavas. Those who are interested, please read. Yes. There it says how Lord Aniruddha is the sun god. Surya Narayan. Yes. There is the Lord, there is a demigod in the sun, but there is also the Lord personally in the sun. And if you call out for his help, you will get the help. Pray to Krishna. Now another very, very important advice for helping you to concentrate on your japa is the right attitude. When can you chant best? What attitude must be there? Serving attitude. Humble attitude. Helpless. Yes. The best. Yes. I have understood. To be free from false prestige and give respect to others. These are very helpful attitudes if you want to increase your chanting of the Holy Name. Trinarapi sunichena taro iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Haven't we all made this experience when we are a little humble, we call out for Krishna, I need help. Then the Holy Name just enters our heart. However, a person who is not inclined to cleanse the dust on his heart and who wants to keep things as they are cannot derive the transcendental fruit of chanting. Only someone who sees I need still to change my life, I am in need of help, my dear Krishna, please accept my service. It is not much. I am a fallen soul in the material world. Such a devotee can definitely please the Lord. The other will always stand before the gate of the palace of the bhakti. No entry for you. We don't need puffed up fools in this palace. We don't need offensive chanters. Doors closed. Remains closed for many lives. I don't want to shock you, but I want to motivate you. Now I would like to give you a few I think I would like to end here my lecture. I hope it was encouraging for you. When the Lord sees that someone is very eager to go back to Him, He will help in all respects. This verse describes a little bit Krishna's help. In this verse, it is described how when Krishna sees that someone wants to hear about him, that he becomes very active in the heart. He cleanses your heart from material desires. To show the Lord your eagerness, you just need to hear more about him. And then he will come to your help. You want to hear about me? You have still some weaknesses in the heart? Do not worry. I will take care of this. I think that's some encouragement in the end. I need to balance my lecture a little bit because you look so shocked. Are you convinced that you should change something?
Yes.
Why? It's work. It's work. You don't need to answer it. It's all right, I guess. This is spiritual life. The moment when you start, when you become lazy, the moment when you stagnate in your spiritual practice, you come in danger. And the danger is that you lose your ukust. And when you lose your spiritual ukust, what will happen? All the material desires will come back. Desires which we have hoped were not there. We will find the most embarrassing and foolish desires. Entering our minds. Old videos. Videoskis, yeah. Films, yes. Old music, old literature, compromises, doubts. We need this spiritual ukust very much to survive. So, Hare Krishna, here I have come to an end. Do you have any questions? Maharati? Maharatha, yes.
I would like to ask you to please give me some practical advice how to prepare our mind the day before to get up early. Do you have some practical steps? Because that's my problem. As you said, in the evening it's impossible. Yeah. And how to do that before? Yeah. You told me we should do that before, so how and when?
In one purport of Srila Prabhupada's books, he speaks about this. He says, he quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on preparing the mind to fast. Who of you likes to fast? No one really. Yeah. I can understand you. Yeah. So if you want to fast and not think the whole day of food, you need to do something with your mind. What do you think, Jalana? So something must be done. Well, before you, as I said, the day before you fast, you have to convince your mind of the advantages of fasting. And then you can do it. I know, actually, when Jelena was very young, she was eating a lot of sweets. In Heidelberg, we just took great pleasure. The whole temple fed her with sweets from morning till evening. Isn't it? Everyone liked her so much that everyone gave her just sweets from morning till evening. And she was expanding like anything. Isn't it? Yeah. Like a little bullet of bliss, you know. It's all right, it's all right. Then she understood at one stage of her life, it is not healthy. I will not be able to think clearly in my spiritual life. My health is in danger. And now she has a proper diet. Their mind is convinced, and she can say when you offer her a Sladki Kuglitsa, better not. This is how you must also work with your mind. You are Maharata, the great warrior. A little girl is more powerful than you, Maharata. You must convince your mind that if you all the time spavati in the morning, your spiritual life will not become so healthy. In the days before, I always have this difficulty because I'm always very often going late into bed, most of the time. And very often it happens to me that in the nights I'm reading when everyone sleeps. So it is not easy for me personally to come to Mangal Arati. Also, I have a weak body, I must admit. And something which inspires me very much is when I do come to Mangal Arati and chant my rounds early, I feel so much better in spiritual life. I don't mean Mangal Arati where you just could fall on your neighbor and just spavate on the spot. I mean where you can be attentive. Don't we all have made this experience? How it feels if you have chanted your rounds before Guru Puja. Oh! You feel like you can conquer the whole world. Isn't it? No granitas for you. Yes. Isn't it? Maybe not totally like this, but something like this. Yeah. Remember the innocent days when you were still a simple-hearted devotee. And not so terribly complicated. Remember the blissful days of the Mangal Arati, of chanting your rounds with taste and attention. Remember the nice relationships you had with devotees when you were just going for the nectar. And then bring the good old days back into your life. Gaura Bhavana Prabhu. Habit, yes.
Yes, because you can see also people who are not devotees sometimes can develop this habit.
Yes.
They wake up in the morning and do this.
Yeah, but they don't do spiritual activities, yes. Yes.
But sometimes you can see from this point that if we do something in our life and it becomes like habit, it's not so big problem in that.
Yes. Very good point. Gaura Bhavana has really put a very nice point to our attention. You can train this so that it becomes a habit. See, we old timers, like it's so much a habit. Yes. Even when we sometimes, you know, when you go so late to bed or your body is sick or whatever and you can't make it, at 3:45 the internal alarm goes stop, I'm so tired. Prabhudice. Why don't you Prabhudice? I know, but I'm so tired. I've become old and disillusioned. I'm frustrated. Prabhudice, you know Prabhupada wants you to come. And the deities, they see if you are there. But the others also don't go. You are not in Krishna consciousness because of the others. You are because of Krishna in Krishna consciousness. And because of your spiritual master. I know. All right, you won. And then you get up, you go under the whatever it is, the water. It's a habit. Anything you want, you can train with a little discipline. But I know in Beograd it is difficult because here is more tamagun. I know this. I can understand. Yesterday I came into a brahmachari room and I saw one brahmachari lying and reading. He immediately went like said, no, I understand, it's Beograd. It's all right. Better than sleeping is reading while you are lying down.
Sometimes we do make a decision, okay, now I want to be attentive, but that doesn't last so long. How to overcome this?
How to make it a long lasting thing?
Before I had the inspiration of this, during the wooden party, the commencement, we had to go to the table and make the
try again. I'm sorry, there is no other answer. We are fallen souls, Atmarama. What can we do? But we shouldn't stick our head in the sand and just lament. Our Matajis are silent. Have I shocked you so much that I'm sorry. I mean it with so much well intention. I did not want to shock. My intention is very good. My language may be harsh, but yes, my intention is good. Matajis are like, what if I ask the question now? We'll be finished. Better not. Better not, yeah. Oh! Yes. You must also bleak Gloobie or what? Gloobie? Sorry, Glasny.
She read somewhere that for a devotee, it is important not only to meditate on the Lord in himself, but also to worship his form.
Glasny!
That it is important to worship the form of the Lord in the mind while chanting the mantra you received from the spiritual master. So what does this section mean, to worship the form of the Lord within his mind while chanting? Does this refer to Hare Krishna today?
As far as the chanting of the Hare Krishna, this is a very good question. As far as the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is concerned, the first and foremost activity should really be hearing. Yes. I have a quotation from Srila Prabhupada where he was asked if it is maybe helpful to have certain mental aids while chanting. And he actually answered that it is most helpful if one can just concentrate his mind on hearing. And the question was, is it good, Prabhupada, if we make some yoga in order to control the mind? And he gave like the pure version, no, it's enough to hear. Now it's very interesting. Are you second initiated?
Mm-hmm.
When you chant your Gayatri mantra, the Hari Bhakti Vilas recommends that you do some pranayama exercises before. Because then the mind becomes peaceful. I'm doing a little pranayama and I have good experiences with this. But I don't know if we should introduce this. I don't do it before Gayatri Mantra, just in the course of my yoga program I do it. Yes. Now, while you are chanting your Gayatri Mantra, you should know the meaning of the words. If you, who of you chants Gayatri mantras? Very often it just goes brrrr, and there is no effect really. Prabhupada says if you just go like brrrr, there is no effect. It's a meditation on the sound, the internal sound. And yes, we should know the meaning given to us at the time of initiation, the meaning. Mm-hmm. Now I want to conclude my lecture by saying something. I have noticed that you were a little shocked when I was preaching. Also, some devotees left the room. They could not tolerate this. I have noticed. The question is, why does he preach so heavily about this? I personally believe that Krishna now shakes our movement. And only those who are real in what they do, they will be able to survive this. Those who are in any way pretending, it's such a strong word, I would like to say, we're just imitating. Such a strong word also. Who are not serious. So heavy also. Those who are not determined. Again so heavy. Those who are not authentic. They will not survive this. We must become real. Real people. Real devotees. We must situate ourselves in reality. It's not healthy if someone is for 5 years in the movement and does not really even practice the process properly. What has he done all the 5 years? Has he not learned? It's just like if someone of you starts driving. Who just had a driving lesson?
Mega
Rupa. And you also. If after you have done driving lesson? Not yet. If after, you know, in the beginning it's all right if you smash the car, all this, you know. The temple economic situation might not be so happy, but what can we do? It's a beginner. But if after, you know, 2 years or 3 years, you always, when you do parking, you go bang in the front and bang in the back, and you're like an Indian driver, you know. Then maybe it's, then something is wrong in your driving practice. In Argentina, this is what they do. When they do parking, they go like bang to the front, that they get some space. Then bang in the back, that they get some space. Bhakti Bhushan Swami. Yeah, I'm not exaggerating. So even Krishna consciousness, you must learn these processes. Then it works. Good. I want to end here. Thank you very much. Don't forget, we have a nice meeting at Tuesday at 12 o'clock. We hope we will get prasadam. We will get, it will be supplied to us. We will have a nice, inspiring celebration about preaching. I'm avoiding the word meeting, because everyone goes, and the meeting is not again. Oh yes, the tape. I'm sorry. Now we will. What we could do, have a very good idea. We could chant for some time with Srila Prabhupada in the same rhythm. Where is my
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna. So, I know it was not, it is not easy, because we were more or less forcing ourselves to keep in the same rhythm. It's not really the natural situation of japa where you force yourself. But I nevertheless feel this exercise was valuable because it taught us a little bit on mind control. Yes, you might have seen, you saw, you, oops, I have to go back now to keep the pace. Chanting means that you, even when you don't chant with Srila Prabhupada in the same rhythm, you have to always pull back the mind from wherever it wanders due to its restless nature. So, I will give this tape to Murali Chaitanya, and he can maybe organize that the temple gets a copy. And then you can copy it from there for your personal use if you desire.